Simon Tough Dal, didn't yet to come on the Malami as Sarat Fochet. Boys, if Echon. Amahal Kutz the Tchum, the Malami as Sarat Fochet, a person who travels beyond the Tchum of the city, traveling above 10 Tfochet. Now, how do you do that? Kagun Shakafat al Gabi Amudim, he jumps from pillar to pillar. Shagwai Masar Tvachim, that each one of the pillars is at least 10 Tvachim high. Vayim Kol Echem Mehem Arba Tvachim Al Arba Tvachim. And they do not have the area of 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. So Mr. Brewer will explain, because if that's an area which is easy to walk on already, then if it's considered walking on the ground. But he's walking on something which is small, so it's not easy to walk on. It's considered he's walking in the air. Raises Sofik im yesh tchumen lemalami asura olav. So the more has a Sofik about this, the more does not come to a final decision whether there are tchum exists if you're traveling above 10 tvachim. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, so whenever you're dealing with tchumen which are derabonon, so you be meikel, Sofik derabonon lekulu. But the language of the Shulchan Aruch counts when you're dealing with tchumen which are deraisa, you'd have to be mach. Now, where's tchum under the raisa? Travel 2,000 amas is there are clearly there are to travel 12 mil is a machloikis, and it's something with the language of the Shulchan Aruch. He's saying that the derbana cases you can be makel, which means the raisa cases you can't. So it means he seems to be holding that tchum of yud beis mil is the raisa, and therefore you'd have to be machmir. Okay. Therefore, so that's what you're making. So Ramah points out, if it's going to be Yud Beis Mil, you're going to be Machmir. So he gives two examples. How you travel, Yud Beis Mil, the mile above 10 Tvachim. If a person was traveling this way, jumping from pillar to pillar, above 10 Tvachim, for 12 Mil, or he uses the shame of Hashem, the Kabbalistic shame of Hashem, to allow him to travel in the air. Mitech Yud Beis Mil, Chutzi Yud Beis Mil, to go beyond the limit of the 12 mil, then as the Chumash, the Ramah points out, we're Machmer. The Mandam Tchumen, the Yud Beis Mil, Havi the Raisa, according to the opinion that it's the Raisa, you'd have to be Machmer Misafik. It's still a Safik, but you have to be Machmer Misafik. So if I asked you where in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim does the Ramah talk about the idea of using the Shem Hashem to do miraculous things, of course you would know for sure that right away you would guess it's in the middle of Hilchos Tchum, all places, right? There is an interesting issue. I think we spoke about this. I spoke about it in Shir once. I don't remember who was here in the Shir, whether you were in the Shir or not. There is a discussion in Hilchos Shabbos if a person uses Shemus of Hashem or those type of powers to do malachas, is he considered doing malachas or not? There's a case before in Hilchos Refuah, which talks about a case where a person wants to use alachash, some type of a incantation to immobilize a snake. Is that considered the malacha of Seda, of Tzadi? He caught the snake, basically. Maybe. He was said this Lachash, another snake can't move. So he's caught the snake. It's not considered Seder. Since it's not using Derech HaTeva, it's not considered Seder. I gave a different example, which I saw once. It's a Sefer Molochim Omnayich. It's about Hichos, the Lochos of Mir La'akum. So, Zilberstein from Bnei Brak, Shlita. So, in the beginning, he brings a story with Baba Sali, that Baba Sali used to light a tremendous amount of neiris for Shabbos, and he didn't light one or two, he used to light, tens and tens and tens of different neiris, etc. So of course it was inevitable eventually one of them was going to fall, that there's someone going to fall and catch fire on the floor. So it falls down, catches fire on the floor. So he goes over there and he goes to, I guess, where he near the fire. He takes his finger and draws a line on the wooden floor. He draws a line. He just moves his finger across the ground, and then he says something. The fire gets to the fire goes out. The fire gets to the line, the fire goes out. So his shadow was, is that considered kibui? Doing kibui al yirei shem Hashem, is that considered kibui? And that's that was his discussion. And the other place I saw was that Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva He talks about Ritzicha Yedei Shem Hashem. Is Ritzicha Yedei Shem Hashem considered Ritzicha? And is it considered Chilul Shabbos? And so Shama, he uses the Shem Hashem for to kill somebody. So it seems to be that they seem to be inclined that it's not, because it's not the regular Maaseh Ritzicha, etc. So why over here is it a problem? So the Stipler says over here the problem is because here, there the Isser is the Maaseh. This was the Maisa. Here, the Iker Isser is the reason you can't be beyond a certain point. I don't care how you get there. Right? So it's not the halicha. You know, so we're in Mechadish that. So we're coming along, and the more has a suffix, then maybe if you travel above 10, which is not a normal mokum for people to go, that's not where Tchum is effective. But how you travel there, I don't care how you travel there. Right? So it creates a shame when would not be mutter because of that sort. Now,
to say that there's no tchum above yud, it sounds as though we're not measuring. In other words, there's no concept of measuring above yud fachim. Therefore, how do you say that you get to yud base?
Well, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. The suffix in the Gemara whether there's tchum above 10 or not.
Okay, so what is the suffix? Whether going there.
We clearly marked off. We're clearly marked off. Here's the city. Here's the tchum. There's a lot of tree stumps. Each tree stump is less than 4 by 4. And this guy says, no problem. And the tree stumps are all above 10 tvachim. And he's going to walk out above 10 tvachim past that the tchum marker.
Right.
So the Mora has a suffix. Listen, you're going beyond the tchum. That's one possibility. We're saying, no, since it's not a normal malkum to walk on.
I understand. But I'm asking.
They didn't make the Yisr of tchum above that point.
What does it mean that there's no Yisr of tchum? That you're not measuring?
No, there's no Isser of Tchum. There's no Isser. The Isser of going beyond the Tchum doesn't apply.
Yeah, but the Isser is to be past a certain distance from the city.
Right.
So if we're saying there's a suffix whether I'm that distance past the city, am I actually saying that I don't measure above 10 Tfachim? There's no concept of measuring above 10 Tfachim, so therefore I'm not within...
I didn't pass the Tchum. I understand. So that's not so simple, because there was... Let's say you say, in Tchum, and I come down. Right, so now I didn't travel beyond the tchum, but I'm beyond the tchum.
Right. So then I can see there's a question as to how you got there.
So, but right, so we say that now you're beyond the tchum. I don't care how you got there. Right. The issue here is he's still suspended in the air, but he's right. So is there a problem with tchum?
Well, if Goyim come and take somebody past the tchum, he's not over anything because he's past the tchum. But
yeah, but he does have a limit. He can't go back in.
Right. But we care how he got there.
We care over there, the kula, right?
Right.
Saying, but once he's there, he can't go back
in. Stuck there, right?
He's stuck there. Right. So the tchum is effective, even though he got there in a way which is not,
right.
they problematic.
Right.
So going above yud is not going to solve the problems of the case. Malam yud is that you're still a malam yud.
No, it negates the issue of whether he's over anything or not.
Right. He's not over this. If you hold, there's no tchum malam yud. You're not over anything.
Right.
Right. Now, we'll take this a step further. So even if we say the tchum of 12 mil is deraisa, that's talking about on land. We learn it out from the midbar. His mokum was the machna of Klal Yisrael. The machna of Klal Yisrael was 12 mil by 12 mil. But that was in the land of a midbar. A person will be traveling in a river or in a on a lake, on a sea. So then everybody agrees that there is an Issa Tchum, but that Issa Tchum is not the rice. It's not comparable to Digle Midbar. Therefore, we're going to be makel. There's no Tchum in the Malam Yud. Because it's always the Rabbanon. And I told you, whenever it's the Rabbanon, you can be lenient if the Tchum is above you. Therefore, Mishabo Besina B'Shabbos Vigila Nomer. Person was traveling on a boat and he arrived at the port. The Nomer is the pier, which allows you to disembark from the boat. So, he was traveling above Yud because the bottom of the boat, he's traveling on the boat. So the bottom of the boat is defined as which, if the bottom of the boat is above 10 tefachim off the floor of the water, he's traveling above Yud. If the bottom of the boat is below 10, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground. It's called he's traveling on the boat, and that's traveling within 10 tefachim of the ground. So then there would be tchum. So imishenichlus haShabbos atshigiel nomel. If the whole time since Shabbos started till he got to this point, the boat was always traveling above 10 tefachim, higher than 10 tefachim off the floor of the riverbed or the floor of the sea. So then the loch is, he doesn't have any tchum yet. So Yarbit, he goes down. His 2,000 amas are measured from the point where he became within 10 tefachim of the ground. So if, as the boat approaches the pier, the water becomes more shallow, and maybe 200 or 300 feet out from the pier, ready, the boat is within 10 tefachim of the ground, that's where tchum would start. If it's a deep pier, the boat does not do that, so his 2,000 amas start as he goes down the gangplank, and he reaches 10 tefachim above the ground, that's when it's going to start. It's not certain. So Zin Lakula, we're going to be Mekel. And the Sheretzion points out a fascinating thing. Even though you could argue that you have two reasons why you should be Machmer. First of all, maybe there is Tchum above 10. Second of all, even if there isn't, maybe he was below 10. Because he's a Sophic where he was. So we could argue there's two arguments. It's like a Svek Svek Lachmer, it's called in a Lachmer. It's a Svek Svek Lachumra. Still remaking. Now, v'im kvar yotza apayim imokam shapoga lamata miyasora. Let's say the scenario was different. That way out in the as it's approaching the pier, it was a very shallow shoreline, and he way out in the water still, the boat reached a point where it's above 10 tefachim from the ground. So its tchum starts there. Well, it keeps going, and travels more than 2,000 amos from that spot till it gets to the pier. So now he's traveled, his tchum started at that point out there in the water. He's traveled 2,000 amos already. So in the boat, he started out the Shabbos in the boat, the whole boat is Dalet Amos. That's very nice. But now he wants to disembark from the boat. The loch is the Ein Lo Rak Arba Amos. He only gets 4 amos. But they're going to be scenarios when halacha, where we're going to allow him, because of the covered bnei adam, person sar, covered, we're going to allow him to disembark. How much does he get once he disembarks? Come on, tzarach lotzis min esvina mikach shamim shiyard demalog. It's raining on him, and he needs to get out of the boat. Ashacham is arechus alav, or alternatively, the sun is beating down on him. Oy should tzarach l'nekav, if he needs to relieve himself, and there's no private place to do it without leaving the boat. And there's no place to do then to address these issues outside of the city. So we're going to make allow him enter into the city. Well, once he's in the city, how they call ear karba amosav, we keep him to all. Once you're in, and the whole city counts it down on us. Finally, come on, Simon, Tov, Vov. But the Ramah sends you to later on, to these halachas later on, Tov, Vov, when you're allowed to leave for these purposes and we're not. Okay. Finally, Abba Simon raised some of Vov. Misha Recha Bederech V'choshku Le Be'er Shabbos Ketzed Yas. The person who's riding in Shabbos, when Shmosh comes, what does he do over there? It's a separate sugya. Okay. A lot of shmurim. Here's the cut and olive. The malam yisar tvochim. The chol the malam yisar eno mokim hiluch. Above 10 tvochim was not a normal place where people usually travel. The yikr mokim hiluch alo oris. Normal people, the main place where people travel is on the ground. By al kaponim b'sech asar, the choshim nami ki hiluch alo oris. Within 10 tvochim of the ground is considered the ground still. It's like you're traveling on the ground. But above 10, it's not a makom hiluch. Therefore, nistabku chazal, im yeshach b'zeh isa tchumen. So does the concept of a limit to how far you can go apply in this situation or not? So he said he was jumping from one omer to the next base. Or if he used the Shem Hashem to suspend himself, it'd be the same issue. So none of these pillars that he's standing on are four wide and four deep. So we deal with it as if he's in the air. If they were 4x4, that's much easier to walk on. It's much more space for your foot and area around it, your feet and area around it. If that's considered a normal place to walk, therefore, so we don't differentiate between that and walking directly on the ground. You're walking in a normal fat, a normal way. You're walking on the ground. There was one amud which was four tvachim, and part was in and part was out, and the person traveled on halachically acceptable amudim up to this point, and then he stepped on this amud which is larger, which is partially in and partially out. So the halacha is, also, let's say he can't go from one side of this element, which is 4x4, to the other side. So that's now he's out. He went beyond the stool.
I forgot. If you have a post that's yud fachim high, it's a yud. And it's four tefachim by four tefachim. That's makom patur, right?
Yud, if it's 4x4, is a rishus yachid. If it's less than yud, it's a makom patur. If it's more than yud, but it's not 4x4, it's a makom patur. But if it's 10 and 4x4, it's rishus yachid.
So, if he steps in one of these, we used to say he steps in one of these, so he's now in different rishus, right? So not the rishus of the year anymore.
Well, for that purpose, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that I would enclose an area, right, that doesn't take away my halacha tchum. I might be able to extend it because enclosed area is equivalent to like dalet al dalet. Enclosed ear is like dalet al dalet. So can we discuss, can we give this private area that enclosed the halacha of dalet al dalet? But still, there's dinim of tchum. So, I'm moving forward, I get to this one of these areas, I keep going, so that's like dalet al dalet, and therefore there's more room afterwards. If I get to the end and I have this thing there, which is the ma'alim yud, so I still can't, even though it's beyond, it's above 10, since it's beyond the tchum, according to the sheet of the problem, there is tchum in the ma'alim yud, or it would be osur. She had to machmer. Dalit. If it has to be 4x4, but if one direction, it wasn't 4x4. Mm-hmm. Even if it was very long, so compensate. The mice, it's very hard to walk on something which is so narrow. So even though it's nice and long, but it's narrow. So that's not, again, until it's 4 tefachim wide, it's not considered that it's easy to use, and that's, i.e., it's not a makom where people normally walk then. Okay. So it's part of the safar. So we're really dealing with the rabbanon, kagoyin, chutz tchum d'apayim. Beyond the tchum of 2,000 feet, adiv is up to 12 mil. Shulu kol yama, you know, that everybody agrees that's the rabbanon. You get to 12 mil, you have a book like this. But there it's a rutzulem ayudei amudim. Person wants to travel 12 mil, jumping from omer to omer, or using a shem hashem, can't do that.
Is
Do not leave your place. So this place, the place was for them was Machan Yisrael. He's leaving Machan Yisrael. So that's your Beis Mil. Now, he says, from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the way he presents it, it sounds like he's going to be machmir in that situation. Shehu safek deraisa, he does live as a safek deraisa. It's a safek in the Gemara. It's not more than a safek. We'll deal with it as a deraisa because if it's even in a scenario which only derabanan, it's okay. That means our scenario which deraisa, i.e., what is that in Bezmel? And the Gro says that no, we pass in Drabonim. Now, Holei Miyamim and Haris, it's Lermer. I feel Chutz Yud Beis Mil will have the end of the Raisa. Even in the water, even if you go past 12 mil, it's not considered the Raisa. Fish ain't doing it because it's not like Digli Midbor. The Mandam of the Raisa, Midbor Yafin, canal. In the Midbar, they traveled not on water but on land, so that's where the Yud Beis Mil would be the rice. Therefore, over here will be Mekel, the Safed Rabbanon, and the Malamisar will be Mutter. Therefore, Mishabah Besvina, it's a limit of Besvina B'Shabbos. Not only the case where he entered into the Svina on Shabbos, which means beginning of Shabbos, he wasn't in the Svina, he got Tum where he was. And now it gets to the boat, and the boat pulls away from the where it starts from, and you're going beyond your Tum. So now, if he started out there, and that's in City X, went into the boat on Shabbos, the boat now travels beyond the tomb of the city Y. Well, it's been deep. That's wonderful. But you went beyond your tomb. You're now, when you get to the next city, you're beyond your tomb. You're not going anywhere. So you can't go later, Masmina. No, you can't go down to the pier. But to learn, Meshaboyim, Masmina, Shabbos. He was on the Svina from before Shabbos. The Svina was traveling, and on Shabbos it arrived at this pier. So we said it was always above 10. It was always the bottom of the boat was more than 10 tefachim off the ground the whole time. So he can go down. But even one time during the journey, there's a rise in the riverbed, and the boat came within 10 tefachim of the floor. Even though it's the middle of Shabbos, not the beginning of Shabbos. Normally, we say Shvisa is the beginning of Shabbos, but now is when he's reached ground. He's reached land. He's now within 10 tefachim of the ground. So now he's reached ground. He will now get a din of tchum from that makom.
So it doesn't depend on the area. That's less than 10. I suppose that the riverbed rises just a square inch.
Interesting question. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I've not seen any differentiate in with that point. Just to say it's all part of the greater floor which is there. We look at it as one unit. But I'm not sure why that should be so. I hear the question. So now Kanosham Shisa gets his status of Shisa from that point. From that point till the pier is more than 2,000 amas, Shub and Rashad Larry Messina Lanomi can't go down. Daniel Abraham is only 4 amas. Hanum Baki Mishibasa Bismino Shahashibula Kulak Abrahamas, and that 4 amas is the boat. So now Shemavlik Besvino, Beshabbos Besvino, Hermetus the Malamisar Tvachim, Amanas labored Mimena Beshabbos Zeb Mokamacher, Me'ever Hashem Shubachusa Paiman. The person is planning to travel by boat to the next city, which will be more than 2,000 amas away from where he is. But the boat's going to be traveling above 10 Tvachim the whole time. So there's no problem. Beginning of Shabbos, he's in the boat, didn't get Shvis on the ground, he was in the boat. Didn't shvisa on the boat because it's above 10 tefachim. So his shvisa is just inside the boat. But so now the boat travels the whole time above 10 tefachim, rise to another place, he can go off and go 2,000 amos. Okay? So we said before, the loch is, but how are you allowed to travel on the boat? The boat is going beyond 2,000 amos. The answer is, you kind of shvisa the boat. Beginning of Shabbos, you sit in the boat and get, designate your place as the boat. Okay? And that's enough, mikra din, just to be there Friday night, and then during Banish Moshes, and then go back to wherever you want to go. The problem is over here, where the boat is above 10, higher than 10 tefachim off the ground, so he wasn't kind of shvisa in the boat. So then, when he reaches a point where shvisa is possible, even though it's middle of Shabbos, he gets shvisa there. So he walks off the boat Friday night at 10 o'clock at night. Friday night, it's pitch dark. Banish Moshes is finished, but he doesn't have tchum yet. When he walks off the boat, he gets a tchum here in the city. Goes back on the boat tomorrow and travels beyond 2,000 amas. He can't get off the boat the next time. He wants to get off at the destination. He wants to get off and go 2,000 hours. So he then has to be careful. When he established his status, and that's going to be his place of dwelling on Shabbos Benish Moshes. So that. So now, she met us a mile of me, sir, and this boat is above 10 tefachim. Lo yetsu the basha, don't go, do not leave the boat back to the dry land. So we said a person has no tchum and reaches within 10 tefachim of the ground, gets a tchum. So he goes off the boat and gets a tchum on the in city A. When he gets to, in that situation, when he gets to the next town, he gets to the pier there, he can't get off. That's explained before. So in this situation where he always is above 10, so you're allowed to go down. If it's not immediately adjacent to the pier, so Yeretzi Derech Kevish, you go down a ramp. Labra Derech Maburis has shut up an amayim shakarin from. If you want to take a raft, so he'll go off the boat onto the small raft, and then from the raft go out to the shore, the pier, whatever it is. So make sure of Basino Benomel Kliyam Mutaleir. If what you do is you attach it on one side to the pier, one side to the boat, so now it's basically attached over here, so you don't look at it like he's leaving the boat which he's in, which is mutter for him, into a new scenario, which is that you can't go into a boat on Shabbos, because it looks like you're doing the swimming, being shot. That's it. So, but since it's attached at both ends, it doesn't look like it's a new entity. V'manuk shor, it's not attached. Yesh matir b'samar meiklo, v'yesh ha'esim v'nishanir k'shot. Some say it's also because it looks like you're swimming. Kim shalosh Shabbos alav min ba'odayim, because that wasn't your mokum in Shabbos. So then you get to find you're here for other purposes. That wasn't the scenario. The scenario was the case was he wasn't Shabbos on this raft before Shabbos, so he has a problem. Okay, Mishal Gonarach, grass, Masha, the Belochiosim, and the Swinali, and Basha, Meisha, Shabbos, Ben Shmosh, and Anachshav. As long as he's never left the boat, so we can go into this dinghy also, remote. Yeah. If he got to a point where the boat was lower than 10 off the ground, he's within 10 off the ground, that's where your tchum starts, and now when he gets to the normal, that's beyond 2,000 amas, he can't get off. Where's it going on? The suffix, it was above 10 or not. So why do you say something about the kula? So the yin shear the apayim the yabasher. we're dealing in Shir Dapayim, the Abasha. So the Rabbanon, we said 12 mil for seas and on the rivers is the Rabbanon, because not like Dili Minbur. Or 2,000 Amas, which is a Sufik, the Rabbanon, the Abasha, either one. So it's in the Kulav, it's in the Mishanichtas, the Shabbat, the Shikiel, the Nomah, Yel Malam Yisur, and Mishum, the Sekh, the Rabbanon Kulav. So we'll be allowed to assume probably he was always above 10 Tfachim. So that means, that's what it means to go to Kulav. But if he left the boat, let's hold it here. Hold on to the last Mishabrit Tesvob. Just give me 1 second. I need to listen to Meshach. Let me see what happened. Okay, fine. Okay, let's finish off then. So that's going on. If the person already passed 2,000 amas from that point, the boat traveled over a high point within 10 tefachim of that point, and he got a shvisa there. Now he's traveled since then at least 2,000 amas. He gets 4 amas. The person is beyond tchum, only gets 4 amas. Even though there was an oinus which took him there, he only gets 4 amas. But let's say the situation was an oinus, so he has no right to go back in the tchum. He gets 4 amas and that's it. Now part of this oinus brought him into a city which has walls, so he gets dalan amas, but the whole city is dalan amas. We're going to have that in the next siman. In case we're going and took him out and put him into an enclosed area, he gets a whole enclosed area. So in a case where the boat arrives within a enclosed area as part of the city, so he's within the city now. So whether once he arrived within the city, so he's allowed to walk the whole city. If the person did not, from that point where it was within 10 tefachim, he hasn't traveled 2,000 amas yet. But his 2,000 amas end in the middle of the city. Rashi calls him Midosu B'chatzir. His 2,000 amas end in the middle of the city. And in Rishoy, Leilach Rakan Mokum, she calls him Midosu. He can't go beyond that point. Okay? Above Yomta Mechusat Chum Mokum, she poga Lamata Miasor. So if Yom Tov was Erev Shabbos and this boat came in, so you say, well, he's stuck, he's like Chusut Chum, he only gets 4 amas. But when Shabbos comes, it's a new day. So Friday, well, that was what Yom Tov was, but on Friday, the next day is going to be with a separate Kedusha, and now he's in the city. So he can travel the 2,000 amas of the city. Because the Friday was getting you to a place where you can get a better tchum. That's not a problem. There wasn't an act. It was no action on his part. He allowed himself to leave the boat because of the rain. The guy pushed him in, pulled him out of the boat, threw him into the city. The whole city is like 4 hours. He can walk the whole city. So this is great. The guy forces you to get this whole large tchum instead of 12 mil, but instead of 4 amas and 4 amas, you get a full tchum. So the eitza is hire the guy to force you. Right? Can't do it. I said, sorry, he didn't use the bathroom. Kozak shalom motzim mokim sinul liponos himokim nisosim mecham ha'ikshom ha'atech here. They could not find a place from where they were, where you could get protection for privacy or for the elements, till he reaches the city. He has no right to enter into the city if he can find a place outside the city for his needs. come on, Simon Tavov. We'll see that in Simon Tavov. She's crossing with Moab. Can't line the commander. Moab sends you to check out over there where we made some clarification.